Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
39 people have been found dead in the back of a lorry in Essex. The victims were discovered at 1:40 this morning. It's not known who they were or where they came from.
October 23rd, 2019, the day that the world awoke to that harrowing news when 28 men, 8 women and 2 15-year-old boys were found dead in the back of a lorry in Essex, leading to one of Britain's largest ever murder inquiries. Well, a new BBC documentary called Hunting the Essex Lorry Killers tells the story of that painstaking investigation and the hunt for the Irish-Romanian gang responsible for the deaths. And to tell us more about this, I'm joined by the documentary's director, Niamh Kennedy. And before we begin, I want to warn listeners that this interview may contain descriptions and accounts that some people might find quite distressing. Niamh, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Claire.
So it's a new story that I know many people will find difficult to forget, but will you take us back to that morning in 2019? The emergency services first received the call from the lorry driver, Maurice Robinson. He was subsequently charged and jailed for manslaughter.
Yes, so Maurice Robinson put in the 999 call shortly after 1 a.m. and there was two young police officers who took the call and responded, Jack and Bradley. They thought they were responding to a relatively straightforward call. It was near the port, so they were used to having calls coming through saying there's been migrants found in a lorry. And their first thought was, when they heard there was over 20 people, they thought, well, how are we going to find a custody suite big enough for all these people? So when they actually got to the scene, it was quite a shock to them to find out that all these people had in fact died.
And you mentioned that it was two young police officers who responded to that call. It really took a toll on them. That's very apparent in your documentary. We'll take a listen to PC Jack Emerson. He was among the first to arrive on the scene that morning.
Around 1 a.m, we had a call out over the radio. We approached the lorry from the front end and drove past it. I think one of the doors was already open, and I've looked over my right shoulder and I could see like steam coming out.
That's Jack Emerson. And Niamh, what really struck me about the documentary was how impacted the first responders were after what they saw. It really affected many of them.
It did actually, yeah, and it affected the whole force. I mean, Jack, for example, had only been a year in the job, so I don't think he had ever come across anything like it. And really, none of the police officers had dealt with it, with anything like it at all. The crime scene investigator, Paul Clark, had dealt with a lot of very complex crime scenes, and even he said he shed a tear as he stood into the back of the lorry because the impact of seeing that scene was so profound. So it really was unprecedented.
Okay, the line is fading a little bit, Niamh, but we'll carry on if we can. You mentioned Paul Clark and you mentioned the investigation. He was scene evidence recovery manager at the time, but will you talk us through what happened in the back of that truck in terms of the temperature and what the evidence then told the investigators had occurred after the emigrants were placed in there?
Sure. So it was a sealed container. So there was essentially no air. And as the migrants boarded the lorry in France, and once the doors were closed, the temperature began to rise inside the lorry and the air essentially began to run out. And as they were crossing the English Channel, the air ran out and all 39 suffocated.
The officer then who led the investigation, DCI Daniel Stoughton, he speaks in the documentary about the toll that the case took on him.
I've been a police officer for over 30 years. I've led a large number of murder investigations. But nothing touched this.
And Niamh, did he make the decision after this case to leave homicide investigations?
He did, actually. He made the decision as he was leading this investigation that this would be his last ever murder investigation, and he has since retired. And I did really feel from speaking to him and from meeting him that the case, it did really take its toll on him. And I think it was that influenced his decision to retire.
Now, there were over 1,000 police officers involved in this. They were trying to put different parts of the puzzle together. Of course, this involved a number of jurisdictions. And Niamh, people trafficking, it's extraordinarily complex, isn't it? And a very lucrative operation for the smugglers.
It is, yeah. And it's actually, it's quite complex because they make a difference between people smuggling and people trafficking. So smuggling means they've gone willingly, basically, and trafficking is when they're taken against their will. And with this one, it was a smuggling case. And it was very complex because for a lot of the suspects, they weren't in the UK. And because the people themselves, the victims themselves, weren't from the UK, they had to secure European arrest warrants to be able to arrest them. So essentially, they had to build a case against the suspects and have enough evidence to charge them before they could even arrest them or put a warrant out for their arrest.
And your documentary shows interviews with some of the heartbroken families of the victims who continue to live with the grief of the horrendous tragedy, the grief and also the debt for them. And some of them are still repaying that debt.
Yeah, and the stories from the families are really heartbreaking. We spoke to quite a few families and we featured three in the documentary. And one of the stark things that I discovered was that they had already incurred a debt from travelling from Vietnam to get to Europe. So, and they would have been thousands and thousands of pounds in debt just to get to France. And then to go from France to the UK, they were being charged £13,000 per person. And this was a debt that would be borne by the whole family, by aunts and uncles, cousins, everything.
Well, Niamh, I've seen the documentary and I highly recommend that people tune in tomorrow night, BBC Two, 9 o'clock. It's called Hunting the Essex Lorry Killers. And Niamh Kennedy is the director. Thank you very much, Niamh, for joining us.